Now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Item number one, Stupid News. In honor of 420 tomorrow, I thought I'd do the weed story. Some are calling it the stupid criminal story, but okay. A 21-year-old woman named Kiara was arrested this last week at the Memphis International Airport when she was caught with pot or weed in her checked luggage. 56 pounds of it.
56 pounds of the devil's lettuce.
Yes, in her checked baggage. Mm-hmm. That will, first of all, hopefully it's in more than one suitcase because that's already over the weight limit.
Yeah, they're going to charge
gonna
you extra.
That's going to flag you right there.
They're going to charge you extra for that.
Yeah, she was caught. We were thinking she was caught because she's 6 pounds over the weight limit, but no. Police say that what happened is one of the bags that you checked burst open on the luggage cart.
Yeah, because that's a lot of weed.
Welcome to the weeds.
Yeah.
Woof. It's unclear if the bag bursting at the seams had all 56 pounds in it, but it had enough. So they checked all of her luggage. They came up with 56 pounds of weed.
I think if you go down there, you don't try to claim it. Like, if you see that come out like that, I think you just kind of, like, slowly
you leave.
Walk off.
Bad idea. Walk away.
Whoever's
slowly
reaching for that is done.
Not good.
Oh, man, those drug-sniffing dogs must have been going off. 56
yeah, if they got them somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Like, you got to be kidding me, dude. Come on. Seriously? 56 pounds of weed. Let me see if I can find her mugshot here for those of us in the studio. The Kiara story. Oh, that's the wrong one. Oh, that's the here's the one I want. Hang on. Yeah.
Oh,
too bad.
She looks so
pretty girl too.
Disappointed.
Yeah. Not that, you know, it's any worse if she's not. She looks like what? Are you kidding me?
Something tells me she's also in a lot of trouble with whoever was supplying the weed.
Yeah, because 56 pounds is not personal use.
No.
So do you think she's just a mule and doesn't really even know what's in the suitcase?
No, I think she knew.
I'll give you $100 if you take this on a plane.
That's the face of someone who was told they could sneak 56 pounds of weed.
Yes, that's the face of a woman who was told that. Correct.
That's really true. That's what that looks like. Yeah, yeah. What? Dude, I knew a dude that I don't know what in the world the guy's thinking.
Yeah.
This goes back a long time, but let's just say he took a small baggie of weed and taped it to his taint. And then got on a plane and went to the Bahamas.
To the Bahamas?
I told you that in confidence.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, you been to the Bahamas?
Yeah.
You can get weed.
Yeah.
You don't really have to bring it. I mean, maybe you're afraid. I don't know.
Matter of fact, just walk down the street. They give you a gift bag as soon as you arrive.
Yeah, welcome. Oh, dude, that was Jamaica.
Oh my gosh, crazy.
Yeah. Crazy, that place. All right, that's item one. That's right, Bob, it's a new car! Well, it's not a new car, but it's a new boat. Yeah, item number two, a guy in Canada. Darren got an email from Tim Hortons, the donut chain.
Nice.
In fact, doesn't Tim Hortons sell the most coffee and donuts of, like, anybody in the entire planet something, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Happened on Wednesday this week, telling him that he had won a $40,000 fishing boat. Congratulations. Yeah. Grand prize in a contest they've been running. He was pretty excited until about an hour later when a friend called him and said, "You're not going to believe this. I just won the Tim Hortons boat."
Oh, my gosh.
Well, apparently a lot of people won the Tim Hortons boat.
Oh, they're on the hook. Literally.
Yeah. Turns out, Tim's mistake. Apparently, every single person that entered was sent the winning reply.
Oh, no.
If this was America, this is a big lawsuit.
Thousands of people, if not even more, they were then sent a follow-up email telling them to disregard that whole boat thing.
Come on.
You didn't really want a boat anyway.
Nah. Yeah.
You want a free donut.
Yes. Come in for a free crueler.
Yep.
Yeah. But now a ton of angry Canadians are threatening them with a class action lawsuit. That's how many people there are. Yeah.
Rough.
Someone started a Facebook page called the Tim Hortons You Want a Boat Group. 2,000 people have signed up so far.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, the fine print on the contest says that Tim Hortons has the right to cancel, amend, or suspend the contest if there's any sort of error.
Oh, well, it's in the rules. You lucked out then.
Oof. Hell. No, you all won. It's just a timeshare.
Yeah. You got to work out the schedule on the boat.
Right.
We have one boat and over 2,000 winners. Congratulations.
You love it.
Nice. Finally, let's see if I can get over to this one. I do like the Price is Right movie. Finally, this. Yeah. Tell me you couldn't take the a little trip to Pound Town with this in the background, brother. Come on now. Yes. A 48-year-old man who lives in Estonia. His name is Mart. He's going viral right now because it's been revealed that he is in a romantic relationship with his step-grandmother, who is 104.
Well,
oh my God, boy. Oh, Lord. It's like making love to a Roman statue. Just
how
the
old
feel
is
of cold marble.
How old is he?
48. 48, 104, more than double.
Well, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah,
Rick,
I guess. Yeah. Mart says their love story has deepened over time. In fact, they have been hooking up for the last 11 years.
Wow.
Oh, that puts her in her 90s.
Yeah, and that makes him 37.
When we met.
Yes. He applied for permanent residency in Australia to be near this woman, but his application has been unexpectedly canceled.
That's unfortunate. What's wrong with the Australians? This is
somebody
love.
Read this and said, you know, there's something wrong with him in the head. He's got something wrong with him in the head, and he's not coming down here.
104.
I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm going to make love.
Does the woman even know she's actually making love?
At 104? Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah.
Is she even awake?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You should have to breath test every single union just to make sure that she's still with us. Hey, those three stories are true.
And effed up.
Yeah, and that's why it is.
Stupid news.